We are glad that you have come to hear us speak and sing.
And help us celebrate the birthday of our King. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea in Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
"We must go to Bethlehem," I said to Mary one day, "but when we got there, we found no place to stay."
My little one, God's own son, was born in the shed that night. I wrapped my child in a clean, warm cloth and held him oh so tight while Joseph filled the manger bed with hay so dry and light. And then we bowed our heads in thankful prayer to God for this special night.
Name above all names. Be-
Out in the fields near Bethlehem, bright angels came to earth to sing to sleepy shepherds the news of Jesus' birth.
Appeared to us, and the glory of the Lord shone around us, and we were terrified. But the angel said to us,
"Do not be afraid. I bring you good news, great joy to all the people. Today in the town of David, a new Savior has been born to you. He is the Christ of the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped up in cloth, lying in the manger."
So the shepherds hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. They returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill to men."
We listened very closely and quickly ran to see the little one, God's own son, who was born for you and me.
Mm-hmm.
So the shepherds hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. They returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him."
Don't you know that Mary's wonder as their treasures gleamed with thy mighty kings bowed down in worship in the stillness of that night? And we too may seek his cradle there, our hearts best treasure bring. Love and faith and true devotion for our Savior, God and King.
The Magi all were filled with love and gave their gifts with joy and knelt down before God's own son, the little boy.
Get them to offer to us.
More in mind, a real a film.
Thank you.
Then home they went a different way, not to King Herod, not today. They told many people what they had done and the wonderful news of God's own Son. To us a child is born.
And his name will be, unto us a child is given.
And the government will rest upon his shoulders.
And his name will be called,
Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
This is the fourth Sunday in Advent, which is remembered to be love is the fourth theme. And what we'd like to remind you of is the nature of love. When Jesus Christ came, The reason he came was to die. And we hear from the first epistle of John, this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. All that we have heard today, and thank you, you did a good job. All that we have heard today is pointing to the child that came. And that child that came, even as he lay in the manger, was God in the flesh. And the reason he came was to die, that you and I might live. So as we celebrate the birth of Christ, let us remember why he came. And in remembering why he came, let us remember also that not only did he die, but he rose from the dead. And he now sits at the right hand of God interceding for us. And we look forward to his return as King of Kings. Let us pray. Our gracious God and Father, we thank you for your mercies. And we thank you for the great mercy that you did extend to us by sending your Son. We thank you that he lived for us and that he died for us and that now he intercedes for us. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Let's stand to sing the last two verses.